this initiative of Pope Francis to call all Christians to be together at St. Peter's Square on the eve of the Roman Catholic Synod is something that brings hope to the world. But this initiative comes out of a journey where there has been recognition of the other as a brother and a sister in Christ, a journey which really seals the fact that our baptism brings us together. So it's all the baptized coming together at St. Peter's Square to pray for a church which is engaging itself in a synod to change the face of the world. So being together at St. Peter's Square is not the beginning of something. It's just a journey that has been started, but with a new pathway being designed. It's the first time, it won't be the last.
One of the things the organizers have been keen to stress is the role of prayer in the synod.
In one's own journey with God, in one's own relationship with God, nothing can bring us into a relationship that will bear fruits without being rooted in prayer, in our own relationship with God. It's like a family. Imagine a family where there's no dialogue, where there's no presence of the other. So prayer is also bringing the presence of God in our own lives and in what we do. Prayer is, I would say, the blood that would run through our veins of the church, that would help us to create an atmosphere where the word relationship is not a vain one, but the word relationship is something that is being lived, that is capable of giving us the ability to see ourselves belonging to the same family. We belong to the family of God. So prayer helps us to create these bonds of friendship, of brotherly love. I participated at the press conference when Brother Alois, myself, the Archbishop of the Armenian Apostolic Church, and then Cardinal Jean-Claude and the Protestant president from France, we all said, if we want to engage with each other, there's no other way than prayer.
So the Anglican Church is also a synodal church, and the Catholic Church is now moving in a more synodal direction, but they're two, in some ways, two different models of synodality. And I'm wondering if you think there's anything that Catholics might be able to learn from the Anglican way of doing synodality, and maybe if there's anything that you as an Anglican find inspiring about this new synod of the Catholic Church.
What's happening in the Catholic Church is very inspiring. And we have to learn from it, because being a synodal church, we've seen the flaws of being a synodal church. And it is a time of learning, because what happens at times, the synod can become a sort of parliament. And it's a parliamentary affair where everyone defends an old ideal. That's not the idea. The old idea of synod is going to consult with each other to discuss about the affairs of our Father and to see how best we could really be true servants and faithful servants towards accomplishing the will of God. And unfortunately, in many parts of the world, the synods have become more of a place where we argue with each other around different issues. And the way that this synod, I hope, will go into a process, we will learn from it. We will see how best we can give what we have and also receive from this process. I know myself here, we have organized a webinar 2 years ago with women in leadership, Sister Natalie Becker and Dr. Miriam Williams from the Catholic Church, Archbishop Linda Nichols from Canada, and Bishop Vincenzo Kagabe from Lesotho. The four of them discussed about synod, and it was the voice of women. So already there's a space of learning.